This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Sunil Awasthi. Australia's Treasurer says the government is pleased with the latest inflation figures released today. Jim Chalmers says the data from the Australian Bureau of Statistics indicates price pressures in the Australian economy are moderating and inflation is coming down. He says that while the government would prefer inflation to moderate more quickly in order to ease pressure on household budgets, the Labor Party is convinced they are making progress. A Sydney man is in a serious condition in hospital after being shot outside his Greenacre home in what police believe is a targeted attack. The man has been identified as high-profile criminal defence lawyer Mahmoud Abbas. The 31-year-old Mr. Abbas has represented several high-profile clients, including members of an alleged IS-inspired terror cell charged with plotting to destroy Sydney landmarks and controversial former Auburn Deputy Mayor Salim Mahaja. He has also represented Sydney underworld figures, including handyman Ahmed Jagbir, in his trial over the assassination of Kamal Barakat. Workers have walked off Brisbane's $7 billion Cross River Rail project after a scaffolder was critically injured in a fall. All work has been suspended at the building site, and a police and workplace health and safety investigation is underway. It is understood a 54-year-old man fell between 6 and 10 metres from scaffolding at the project's Boggo Road site yesterday and remains in a critical condition at the nearby Princess Alexandra Hospital. The State Transport Minister has promised a safety reset following the accident, while the construction union says it had warned that the safety standards on the $7 billion project were grossly inadequate. Turkey has called on Denmark to take preventative measures against the burning of the Quran after another incident in front of the Egyptian and Turkish embassies in Copenhagen. Turkey's foreign ministry has condemned the continuing attacks on Islam's holy book and say they believe Danish authorities do not see the severity of the results they can have. Turkey has called on Denmark to take necessary measures to prevent what they call a hate crime against Islam. Authorities say they deplore the burning of Islam's holy book but cannot prevent it under rules protecting free speech. The burnings have taken place weeks after similar protests in Denmark and Sweden, which ultimately saw the Swedish embassy in Baghdad stormed and set ablaze. Shankari Chandran has won the Miles Franklin Award for Literature. Chandran says she was in disbelief when she first got the call telling her she had won, with Judge Richard Neville having to repeat the message of her win to her four times. Her third novel, Chai Time at Cinnamon Gardens, won the prestigious $60,000 prize at a ceremony in Sydney. The 48-year-old lawyer and mother of four says she is in shock after previously being told by publishers that her first novel was not Australian enough. In football, Australia will have a severe shortage of strikers heading into tomorrow night's clash with Nigeria in Brisbane at the Women's World Cup. Mary Fowler has been ruled out of the game with a concussion, which she suffered at training yesterday. The Matildas were already without captain Sam Kerr, who is their main striker. She has a calf injury. Also already injured was Kaya Simon, who has a knee injury. It leaves Caitlin Ford as Australia's only recognised striker for the Nigeria game. If Australia wins, they will qualify for the round of 16, top of their group. Also missing the Nigeria game for the Matildas will be defender Avi Lewick. She also suffered a concussion in training yesterday, but in a separate incident to Fowler. I'm Sunil Awasthi. This is SBS News in Easy English.